Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am live from remote location in San Francisco. I don't know how long the show is going to go today. We have a busy, busy schedule. I am speaking at the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference at Fort Mason today at 5 o'clock. And also tomorrow, Sunday, there will not be a Reality Spirituality show because I will be having a two-hour workshop at the same location. What a weekend, what a weekend. And right now, this is as real as it gets. For my new listeners, I want to welcome you to the show. What is Reality Spirituality about? Well, this show is about everyday life experiences and discovering, figuring out how to be happier. When I say happy, I'm not talking about this momentary happiness, this moment by moment, what happens to us now, we feel good. I'm talking about a happiness that is a long-lasting foundation. And today, I want to invite you to call in with your questions, your choice of topics. Because I'm only going to be speaking for a little while, but I want to talk about, I really want to talk about relationships and how to maintain a relationship of peace and harmony, regardless of what the other person says or does. And this is the key. Story first. Yesterday I was walking in this community garden, beautiful garden, flowers, and just there were probably about 200 different, maybe 200 different personal gardens. There were a couple people that I met in the garden, and it was just some people, brief meeting, hello, have a good day. Some people I met, and we talked for a little bit. But everybody in that garden, everyone in that garden felt good. It was a place where you can't help but feeling good, surrounded by what people are growing, whether it be vegetables, flowers, plants, shrubs. It didn't matter. It was a feel-good place. And there was this one woman who just started talking to me. I was actually sitting down on a bench, and she started talking to me, and she didn't even introduce herself. She was just talking about her life and her past. She opened up and told me that she's American Indian, and she goes back and forth to her community, meaning it's in New Mexico and where she surrounds herself with, she said, her people, and how she was taught by her mother and her mother's mother about growing foods, sustaining yourself on the land, and how it used to be. But the interesting thing is she kept talking and talking, just like I'm doing right now, and talking about her life, talking about her family, talking about her her not her circumstances, but talking about her her journey. And all I did, I might have said maybe a couple of things. I might have shared maybe one or two things, like, yes, I have a child also, or something really, really brief. But this woman talked to me, and I'm not exaggerating, for almost a half hour. Never met her before. What I have discovered is, for me, people love to be listened to. Not only listened to, but people like to be heard. And also, I was just thinking about myself. Do I want to talk to someone that just disagrees with everything I say? I'm saying that because I like listening. I like listening. I like listening because when I listen, I'm actually giving someone a gift. I'm giving them a gift of attention. I'm giving a gift of validation. I'm giving them a gift of what you're saying is important. That's really powerful energy. What you are saying is important. And that's what I was really quiet for most of the conversation. And I just gave that gift of whatever you're saying is important. And when I practice that, throughout my day, just listening, giving attention to and listening, at the end of the day, I feel really good. It feels good to give that kind of gift. And this is the kind of gift that you can't, it's a gift that it's almost beyond describing. So I would like to challenge you, offer you to try that for maybe a day, or try that for half a day, really listening to someone and giving the energy out that whatever they're saying is really, really important. And see how that feels. See how that feels to you. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I want to thank you for being a part of the show. I'm heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I will not be on the air tomorrow, but for the rest of the week and the rest of the month and the other months, every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find me, Rebecca Norrington, at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington. Okay, Diane, if you want the show to go longer, you have to talk to me, because I'm actually in a remote location. And I just wanted to sign in and sign off. Diane, you want to come on the air with me? Yes? Oops. I guess that's a no. I love it when people call and then they hang up, and then they call and they hang up. I love it. What was I saying? So if you have a question, ask your question live in the chat room, or you can call in at area code 646-564-9619. Ask your question. Guest 143, what is going on in your life? Oh, hold on a second. We have a live caller. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your name? Area code 858. Yikes. Logging in and logging out. logging in and logging out, calling in and hanging up. Logging in and logging out, calling in and hanging up. We are going to wait maybe one more minute, two more minutes, or maybe we're not. I want to invite you all to join Reality Spirituality. This, like I said, this is a remote location. I'm only going to be on the air for a little while, but I am here to answer your questions. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. You can go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like our page. Also, my brand new book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. Go to my website, Rebecca Norrington, RebeccaNorrington, and order the book. If you order before the end of April, you will receive free shipping. So until next time, I'd like you to remember who you are. You are an extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Talk to you next week on Reality Spirituality. Now that was the shortest
time to be real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down. Good now.
Get real good.
Now, what I'm